The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. A blessed Palm Sunday in the beginning of Holy Week to all of you. Those gathered here in our sanctuary, also those tuning in as well, or those that are homebound, even those that are out in the parking lot. We pray that you have a blessed Holy Week. You know, I don't know if you're experiencing this, but this is the week of large crowds for a lot of reasons. Spring break. Expect going to the coast. You might have a crowd at the restaurant. Lots of people are out there, and the crowds are kind of swarming for that reason. It's spring break, and so happy spring break to all our children. Are you excited? Like you're away from school? Yes, I hear. Crowds. Hey, it's March Madness. And I know none of you watched basketball yesterday, and you miss all my images of basketball. I know that. No, I know we have a congregation that watches a lot of basketball. And if you watch any of them, the crowds are into these games. It's just amazing and intense. Well, today is also about a crowd. Did you realize this about Jesus, that through his ministry, Mark's gospel really paints a beautiful picture of this. The crowd size gets really big. The more miracles that he does, the crowds get really big. And then this is kind of the height of it. When Jesus enters into Jerusalem, the crowd is its largest ever. But guess how large the crowd gets by the end of the week? Oh, it shrinks and there's nobody there. That's because Jesus was not about just getting a large crowd. He was really about a mission, paving a way for salvation for every single one of us. So we're going to celebrate that today and throughout the week. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page for Holy Week here at Peace. That's really the only announcement to share this week. Well, before I even share that schedule, I just want to say thank you to our congregation for all the preparations that have been made for the week ahead. It's so nice not having to run around and think about those last-minute details. Everything is really in place. So Monday, Thursday evening, we're going to celebrate with a Seder meal at 6 o'clock with Holy Communion to follow here in the sanctuary. Good Friday is going to be at 7 o'clock. Notice the difference? Thursday is 6 o'clock. Good Friday is 7 o'clock. And then Easter Sunday, our worship service is at 10 o'clock, our normal time, and that will, of course, include Holy Communion. The Easter egg hunt will be at 11:15 next Sunday morning. Today is Palm Sunday. You should have a palm branch in your hand. Don't follow what the pastor does, and out in the narthex, I tickled someone with it. We don't want to do that here in the work. Sorry about that. I got you, though, didn't I? We don't want to do, the palm branch has deep significance. Yes, it was there, the palm branch was being waved, but as Dave just beautifully shared in our Bible study, the palm branch is a sign of victory. And when Jesus comes again, the palm branches will wave once again. Even the trees will recognize Jesus, is what the book of Revelation says. And so today, when we wave that palm branch, we realize there's victory, but also there's great peace for us. The palm branch was a sign of peace. Jesus gives us that today as well. So we pray that that's a blessing for you as you take part in our procession. Just one note about our procession today. We're going to sing the hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. The first people to place their palms in these two receptacles up here, we're going to follow the lead of Sharon and Anna. They're going to place their palm fronds up here, palm branches. And then once they do that, you're welcome to come up as you feel led. You don't have to, but if you feel led, go ahead and come up forward and place your palm branch in these two receptacles. And then you can head back to your seat and we'll conclude the singing of All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Also want to give special recognition to our trumpet player today. It's great to have Ken Saul. He's going to lead us in our singing today. Thanks, Ken, for being here today. And Yeah, we love having Ken here. I think we were here last year, and Ken lives right here in Philomath, so we just love, you know, just to have amazing music talent so close by. Thank you for being here with us today. Yes. Okay, I think that does it for the announcements. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin? Okay, I'm going to place this down over here, and we're going to begin with our invocation as it is projected and printed in our bulletin on page 5. Please rise as you are able.